congratulations on this. Talk about the emphasis on performance and accountability reporting, and why it's something that you push on so hard to be recognized like this on a regular basis.
Well, the performance and accountability report, which is what we were recognized for in our excellence, is really the NRC's annual report to its, I'll call it its stakeholders, whether it be Congress, our licensees, our employees, the members of the public. So it really integrates the financial performance of the agency, as well as our programmatic performance. Did we accomplish our mission? And so in one concise document for the fiscal year 2010, we integrate those together and provide an overall picture of our performance during the year.
What is it that you think makes it easier, if anything, to do this? Is it the fact that NRC is an independent agency? What gives you more control over this than it seems like other agencies have?
Well, there's a number of agencies that were recognized with this award. So it's not just simply the NRC. In fact, I think the Social Security Administration has been recognized 13 consecutive years as with a certificate of excellence in accountability reporting. But I think the important part of it is to seek continuous improvement. In other words, we all learn from each other, the federal agencies, each year as it goes through this review process, and then we all come away with action items for making it better next time.
Do the things that you learn, or the solutions that you learn, or the efficiencies that you find in getting the work done change from year to year, or are you finding that on an ongoing basis you're continuing to try to improve the same kinds of things?
Yes to both. We try to continually improve what we can and is staying stable, but accommodating change, whether it's a different budget environment with a continuing resolution, emergent work, which certainly this year the NRC is experiencing with the events and following up in the events in Japan, and adjusting the schedules, whether it be new reactor schedules or changes in direction for Yucca Mountain, and that all the federal agencies handle a number of changes during the year. And so it's we learn from each other as to what is the best way to adjust and then capture what our performance is.
If somebody came in to look over your shoulder from another agency and said to you, what you're doing well is killing us, what's the first thing or two that you would tell them about trying to get a grip on this?
Well, I don't think that would ever come up. It would be more, what can we do better? It's not so much, we're all trying to improve, and we all have our own little set of stakeholders. So it's not one of competition between federal agencies. It is more of what does this agency do better than we do that we can learn from and become better. And certainly we took some lessons from, the agencies that had, better narratives from the chief financial officer to the stakeholders about the financial statements. We've taken some lessons learned about communicating the nature of our business in that, and how to be clear on what our mission is and how we perform it.
What would you tell an agency that just says, we're just having a hard time doing our statements and demonstrating what we're doing and how we're doing it, to try to share whatever your real the core of your best practices are?
Well, I think that, the two aspects in the performance and accountability report are certainly the financial reporting and then the performance reporting. For the financial reporting, it is certainly working with your inspector general and your auditors and your internal controls, the financial experts that assist you, and mapping out a pathway to success and identifying where you have weaknesses and what's your strategy for removing or mitigating those weaknesses to get the clean financial statement. On the performance reporting, I think it's important that you start back with your mission. And in our case, it's protecting public health and safety and the environment and in the secure use of nuclear materials. And so What, one of the things, we start with that, and then we have a safety goal and a security goal, and how do we define success in achieving each of those goals, and then it cascades down. How would you measure that? How does that tie to your budget? And what are the interim milestones or performance metrics that you could use to track your success or failure?
Did you get an actual certificate when they gave you the certificate of excellence?
Yes, we did, and we're going to hang it on our wall next to the other nine.
That's a nice set you've got there.
It's working well.
Congratulations, Jim. This is one particular area where I think the public perception is that this is something that government is not good at. So it's good to talk to you and hear that there is a success story there for sure.